Title: Panning Percussion Clearly for Clean Mixes Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're going to make your drum and bass percussion feel wide, clean, and intentional, without losing punch, and without falling into that facey fake wide sound that collapses in mono. This is a beginner-friendly workflow for Ableton Live, and the goal is simple. Kick, snare, and sub feel solid and centered while your hats, shakers, rides, and little percussive details create a controlled stereo bed that makes the groove feel like it's rolling forward. Let's set the vibe first. Indeed, NB, everything is fast, everything is layered, and the moment your percussion all lives in the same space, the mix sounds messy even if the samples are great. Panning isn't just make it wide, it's give each part a place to live. Step 0, the non-negotiables. Kick in the center, snare or clap in the center, sub-bass in the center, and ideally mono. This is about translation. Clubs and big systems often sum the low end to mono. If you pan low-frequency power elements, you don't get wide, you get weak. So in Ableton, on your kick and snare tracks, keep the pan at 0. If your snare sample is stereo and feels wide, don't stress. We'll control the stereo width later. Now step 1. Organize your percussion so you can actually mix it. Make a clean structure. You might have kick, snare, break, then your hat layers, shaker, open hat, ride or crash, a top loop, and some percussion effects like ticks, foley, little clicks. Here's the fast win. Select all your top elements, meaning hats, shakers, rides, top loops, percussion effects, and group them into one group called tops. Keep kick and snare outside that group, or in their own separate drum group. This matters, because later we'll control width and mono safety with basically one or two knobs on the tops group instead of fighting 10 different tracks. Step 2. Make sure your stereo is intentional. Before you even start panning, you want to know what's actually stereo, what's mono, and what has low-end junk hiding in it. On each percussion track, especially loops, add Ableton Utility. Start with width at 100%. Then turn on bass mono and set it around 120 Hz as a starting point. And then, on the tops group, add another utility. Set bass mono a bit higher, like 150 to 200 Hz. That's a great DNB habit. Keep any low-end stereo from creeping into your percussion bed. Even hat loops can have rumble or low-mid sludge that clutters the center and makes the whole mix feel cloudy. Cool. Now we get to the fun part. A simple panning map that works for rolling DNB. Think of it like LCR thinking, but with more finesse. Center is your punch and your anchors. Near the sides is your constant timekeeping. The edges are your rare excitement. Center, at 0. Kick, snare, and usually the main transient backbone of your break. You can have some stereo in a break, but keep its crack mostly centered, slight left and right, like plus or minus 10 to 20. This is perfect for constant closed hats and subtle ghost hits. So try closed hat layer 1 at minus 15, and closed hat layer 2 at plus 15. If you have a ghost snare or rim, keep it subtle and near center, like plus 10 or minus 10. That keeps the groove stable. Medium left and right, like plus or minus 25 to 40. Put your shaker around minus 30, your open hat around plus 30, maybe a percussion tick around plus 25, and then wide accents, plus or minus 45 to 60, rides and crashes, like a ride at plus 45, a crash at minus 50. But here's the key. Wide is most powerful when it's occasional. If a super wide element is constant and busy, it stops feeling special and it can make the mix feel lopsided. Quick reality check that will level up your mixes immediately. If everything is wide, nothing feels wide. Now, once you've placed things, don't assume the stereo image is balanced just because the pan knobs look symmetrical. Pan is relative to level and also relative to brightness. A hat pan 30 left but 2 or 3 dB louder or way brighter will still feel left heavy. So do this. After you set your panning, do a balance pass with faders. Close your eyes for a second, loop the beat, and adjust tiny amounts until the image feels centered. This is one of those feels like pro mixing steps, and it's easy. Next up, micro panning for movement. Static panning can sound rigid, and DNB loves motion, but we want controlled motion, not nausea. Option A is auto pan on a hat or shaker track, not on kick, not on snare. Try mount around 10 to 20%. Set rate to 1/8 or 1/16 synced. Phase at 180 degrees for classic left-right motion. Shape on sine so it's smooth. This gives you movement that feels alive without yanking the groove around. Option B is clip automation for pan. This is even more controlled. In the clip view, automate pan and draw tiny moves like minus 10 to plus 10 over a bar, or save it for a fill every 4 or 8 bars. That's a really DJ-friendly approach because your main groove stays stable, and your fills feel like they wink in stereo. Now step 5, don't only pan. Carve the frequency space so the panning actually reads clearly. If your hats, shakers, and rides all occupy the same harsh band, panning won't fix it. It just makes harshness come from multiple directions. EQ 8 on percussion tracks. For closed hats, I pass around 200 to 400 Hz depending on the sample. If they're harsh, do a small dip around 7 to 10 kHz. For shakers, high pass around 250 to 600 Hz. If they're fizzy, control around 10 to 12 kHz. For rides, high pass around 300 to 700 Hz. And if there's that metallic pain, notch around 4 to 6 kHz. You're basically cleaning the junk out so the stereo placement feels crisp instead of smeared. Now step 6, group level control. On your tops group, we'll build a simple chain that makes everything coherent. First, EQ 8. High pass somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz, gentle slope like 12 dB per octave. Second, utility. Set width around 110 to 140%, start at 120, and keep bass mono around 150 to 200 Hz. Third, optional glue compressor. Very light. This audio version is shortened for playback.